Yeah, you have to look. Governments over the last 15 years, and particularly this government, have failed to resolve the housing crisis, which is evident on multiple fronts, the lack of housing, affordable housing, and with homelessness. And we're facing a shooting crisis. It didn't happen this year or last year. The last couple of years here in Sligo, we really struggled, especially the provision of affordable student accommodation. And a lot of students now are facing a major crisis because they either enter third level or they return to third level because of the lack of affordable student accommodation. And a lot of students now are going to have to defer because they don't want to sleep in hotels or on couches.
And it's something that has been arguably well flagged over the last few years, but now it would seem that the situation is very much at crisis point. And whatever, you know, the government may decide to do in terms of providing accommodation, student purpose-built accommodation, it's years away.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have a situation where we're building very little, but expensive, privately run, for-profit student accommodation. And again, some of the hotels are being used. But what we don't have is affordable student accommodation that we need. So it's time for the state to provide and subsidise affordable student accommodation and to control the rents. The rent is a massive issue here as well. People can't afford it, and you have to pay your month deposit, which could be up on 1,700 or 1,800 euros and a month's rent. You know, like, we have to be able to provide, which the ATU now is doing, providing for up on 6,000 or 7,000 students, but we can't afford to have them anywhere. So we're going to end up losing out on the economy here as well in Sligo when the students aren't here. The pubs are going to feel it, the shops are going to feel it, the taxis are going to feel it.